When your master guides talk to you,
yes.
How do you hear them? Is it like that little voice we hear in our brain?
I hear it verbally. I see it. And then they run patterns and symbols at the same time. I see it inside of me as well, you know, internally. And what's happened through the years is there's so much of it, it's formed a language. But I do see and I do hear and I do sense.
Have you seen them?
Yes.
What do they look like? You got four of them, right?
Yeah.
They just look like folks.
You know, they just look like folks. People are, you know, people always want to think of that, you know, that there's these. We will remember one thing: spirit is very large. I mean, every spirit I've ever seen is over 7 feet tall. And so what that does is usually you see from the waist up, or you have your head cocked up all the time. But it's just pure love. It's absolutely love. And when you see the love that these wonderful spirits and God.
I mean, do they have faces?
Yes, they have faces, of course. Yes, they do. Remember, when you go back to spirit, almost everyone is in their 30s, okay? Because if it weren't so, we'd have an awful lot of elderly people in the spirit world. So when you return to spirit, you usually take on the etheric double body that we have, which when we were our very best and felt our very best, which is usually around anywhere from 32 to 35.
At what point were they living? I mean, do you know what year, what era they were from?
That's an interesting question. I've never asked that question.
What do they look in terms of the era? Could you tell by the clothes style?
Yeah. No, because an awful lot of them appear as if in sort of like, not always white, but mauve and light peach-colored robes or gowns on. And it's very, very light and very, very bright. I saw a kid the other day when I was doing something up in Las Vegas. This young boy came into the crowd, and I noticed he had a fisherman's outfit on. He was wearing the boots high up and a red plaid shirt on and a fishing hat with hooks and flies in it.
This was a live kid as opposed to a spirit kid?
No, this was a spirit kid. He came to a live performance of mine, and he asked me to go to the front row, and I went to the front row, and he just told me he had killed himself. He committed suicide. Wanted to tell his parents, who had flown in from Idaho for the event, how sorry he was. And it was a terribly moving. You know, all these hundreds of people in the audience. It was terribly moving.
You mean his parents were there in the audience?
His parents had come to the evening, had heard about my events, and had flown in from Ketchum, Idaho, I believe.
And the kid is back there.
And the kid is in the spirit world, and the kid came into the event, told me to go to his parents. I described the boy. And gave them individual messages and said he'd found the sister, Anne, who had passed away.
Well, he didn't commit suicide while they were with you, right?
No, he had already committed suicide 2 weeks before.
Okay, so they were well aware that he was gone. Were they there to get some guidance from you?
Yes, they were. And this is the second time in Las Vegas that this happened. Once was a young man from Alaska. And this one was from Idaho. So.
Well, Ham, what did they do? I'm talking about the couple now. They're there, and you describe their son to them, and they probably can't comprehend that. I mean, did they break down?
Absolutely, of course they do. But the most incredible thing is that they know there's no way I could have known that. And because of that, they now know that the consciousness of their child survived his death. And that's what we really want to know. It has the consciousness of the person we love so much, who's no longer with, is that entity still intact somewhere?
If there's any comfort at all, it would be with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I say to people, you cannot lose love no matter what happens. You cannot lose it.
What was the reaction to the audience, or do you just...
Oh, they were crying.
The whole place was shut down.
The whole place was shut down. And this is what I'm talking about when I talk about the goodness of God, the goodness of this work. The predictions are wonderful. That's one thing. But the reconnect, for the understanding that the soul has survived the body, the consciousness has survived the body, turns people's lives around.
Will everyone, when we die, will we all move on somewhere? Will we come back? Will we be reincarnated? What's going
to
happen?
It's up to us. It's up to us. We find out where we are on our soul's journey, how far along we are, what our contracts are, and we make a decision whether to stay over there for a while, whether to join others that we have worked with before and come back here and work on specific subjects and areas. It's really up to us.
Do you ever, when you go to bed, do you ever think that you might not wake up?
Yes.
Does that scare you?
No, not at all. Not the least bit.
If that happened,
yes.
You know, let's hope it doesn't happen for 70 more years for you.
God willing.
Which would make you 131.
I'll still be on your show.
You'll still be doing it. Our voices may change just a little bit by
probably.
Then. And look at you. But if you die in your sleep,
mm-hmm.
I mean, at what point do you think you're aware that something's happened here?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, do you just kind of like move on to this next plane?
Yes, you do. Remember, when you go, you take your video with you.